Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is a rocket out of control. What do I mean by that? China launched a module into orbit to construct a Chinese space station. And they used a booster rocket. They used a booster rocket to get the module into orbit. Booster rocket is called, for some reason, CZ-5B. And the module is called the Long March 58. Of course, the Long March is an historic thing for them. Mao Zedong's Long March. Okay, so they're doing all this. And when you do that protocol, although there's no international safety requirement you can enforce, is you have a controlled landing of the booster rocket. The module will go into orbit, and it's going to be used supposedly for construction of the Chinese space station. Good luck with that one. But you don't just then have the module go off on its own, like some sort of Roman candle at a 4th of July concert, and who knows, or celebration, and who knows where it goes. Well, that's what happened here. They did not have measures in place to manage its flight of the booster rocket. Now, the booster rocket is 100 feet long. That's a third of a football field. Go out on a football field, pace off a third of it. That's how long it is. Weighs 20 tons. And there is no control over it. Now, what's going to happen to it? Well, I think just elementary physics, when it comes back, much of it hopefully burns up, coming in through the atmosphere at a high rate of speed. Hopefully it burns up. Some of it will burn up. How much of it will burn up? I don't know. No one knows. Then it's going to land. It's going to hit really hard. If it hits you on the head, you're toast. You are really toast. Now, if you take a look at the Earth, it's largely water, or oceans. You hope that it's going to go in an ocean. What we do, the United States does, and Europeans do, and even the Russians do, is you make sure that the retrieval of the guidance is into water somewhere, Pacific, usually in the Pacific, biggest ocean. But this thing has no guidance. So when it comes down, it can come down on land. Now, most land is basically, there aren't people standing in most, I mean, there are almost 8 billion people in the world, but you could fit all of them in the state of Rhode Island if they stood still with 3 square feet of space around them. I mean, there's a lot. Look at all the fields, you know, farms, forests, deserted areas, deserts. There's a lot of it. So you have ocean and the, and so statistically, it will probably hit somewhere just by accident that won't hurt anybody. But what if it hits a city? What if it hits downtown New York? What if it hits downtown Milwaukee? What if it hits downtown Paris? I mean, what if it hits downtown Beijing, for that matter, London, Berlin, Madrid, Rome, Stockholm, Zurich. I mean, really, really? What if it hits one of those things? What's the consequence to this? Nobody said a peep about it. I think that's pretty poor. China should not have done that, should not have launched something like this. There's some evidence that maybe they lost control of it because the booster only stayed fixed to the module for about 8 minutes. Then veered off. Maybe they were supposed to be a little longer. I don't know. Not inside their minds, but I'll tell you what. They are jeopardizing people because when that thing comes down in the next couple of days, 100 feet long, 20 tons, some of it will burn up. I don't know how much. Hopefully all of it, but that's unlikely. There'll be debris. Get a chunk of metal coming down can cause a lot of damage. There've got to be international standards that can be agreed on in the United Nations that if you're going to launch something into space, that you have control out of all the detritus that's going to come back in. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, didn't know that was, you know, the Chinese rocket would be, that a Chinese rocket would come up in discussion, you know, on this program this morning. But they should be able to have a pretty good idea of where the debris is going to, you know, some scientists can work out mathematically the likelihood of where this debris is going to come at this point in time, because it's up there orbiting now, and it's going to be orbital decay, and it'll, you know, come crashing to Earth. But there's nothing we can do about it where it comes down, and we should have a good idea of where it's coming. And
well, you know what we could do, yeah, like with a comet, or, I mean, with some of these things, or an asteroid, we can shoot them down. But I don't know. We can't shoot down something 100 feet long and 20 tons. That's pretty small to shoot it down. And if it breaks up into debris, how do you, you know, we don't have the technology right now to shoot that down, Mark. So what do we do? You see what I mean? What do we do on this?
I don't know, but I don't think we have the technology to shoot an asteroid down yet, either. That theoretically we do, but you know, technologically, I'm not quite sure. But yeah, but as far as like the other, you know, comet coming to Earth is this Arizona nonsense, and that the judges should just shut it down, because there's no, it will never get it beyond any kind of court at all. Because they'll just, if they try to challenge the election, I said these both, you know, the evidence has been spoiled. I mean, that there's no chain of evidence anymore. We don't know what happened to, you know, how many ballots went in, how many ballots came out.
Right.
Blue pens, mm-hmm. You know, the forensics that would have to be applied to each and every ballot coming out of this nonsense is just overwhelming. And I think it's part of a criminal conspiracy to, you know, keep the big lie going. And that's what they should label it as, because it is just a crime against our democracy that...
Right. You know, my feeling about Arizona is that you're exactly right. And what's going on, the court should have shut this down. They should not have gotten original ballots, because they can spoil the ballots. And then they can lose the ballots. And then they can say they weren't there in the first place. What I would do, you know, and I've said this, you know, maybe a little on the aggressive side, but if I were the U.S. attorney in Phoenix, or frankly, Merrick Garland should do it, take the heat off the locals and convene a grand jury. And just say, there's this place, Cyber Ninja, there's a QAnon, the main guy has QAnon leanings. He said that it's a crooked thing. He won't disclose the donors that are paying for it, or the amounts they're paying, other than the 150 grand, which is peanuts, out of the state legislature. And he's using ultraviolet light, and he won't say why. He said it was to test watermarks. There are no watermarks. We think it's to tamper with the ballots. And I think that tampering, quite frankly, with federal ballots in a presidential election, I can tell you that that is a felony. That is a felony. And so then the question is, well, okay, it's a felony. What are we going to do in this particular case? I'll tell you what I do in this particular case: enforce it. We have laws against committing felonies, enforce it. Why are we legitimizing this? What the heck is going on? What the heck is going on? We're going to be going to a break shortly. The lines are lighted up. We don't have time for the call now, but I will get back to you right after the break. Do not hang up. A lot more to talk about. A lot more to talk about. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. My generation, look at my generation.